What is going on? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to T-Boy T.O.'s podcast, week three. We have week four of the NCAA season. We also have week three of the NFL season coming up. Your boy finally took a big W this week. So excited. So ready for it. So into it. I have my co-host trying to stick a pin in my eye right now, but we're going to get you picks, all that good stuff, and the moment everybody's been waiting for, Morgan's moment, your boy T.O.'s podcast. All right. We are back. Your boy T.O.'s podcast. Welcome to week three of us doing these picks, doing all the good stuff together. Miss Morgan, would you like to tell everybody hello?
Hey, y'all.
So, for those of you who listened to us last week, you are fully aware that Morgan happened to lose the challenge, which means your boy T.O. picks up his first W for the week by week basis.
Slow clap for me,
and she is trying to use my name because she knows that she is not in any way allowed to say the word I during this entire podcast or else.
That's right, folks. You're going to get tired of the name Morgan tonight.
Trust me, I'm already tired of it. Now, her punishment for this, every time she says the word I in any context, any situation, is she has to take a bite of a chocolate Twinkie, which she has claimed to me she does not like. I have a hard time believing this in any way, shape, or form, but that is what she's claiming right now. So, Morgan, are you ready?
This lady is very unhappy looking at these Twinkies right now.
It is sad, because chocolate Twinkies are delicious. Chocolate Twinkies are great. And do not worry as well, we also have a counter. We have a Morgan Flips Up counter today. PG rated, ladies and gentlemen, PG rated. So let me get out my trusty pen right here, and every time she messes up, we are going to have a counter ready to do it. Yes, we are ready to do it. We are so excited. Morgan, for the last time, I promise I'll ask you this only one more time, are you ready?
Yes. Morgan is very excited about making picks today and struggling to determine the best phrasing to avoid eating the Twinkies.
The best phrasing is terrifying on this scenario, but before we get started today, we would like to once again remind everybody that has been living under a rock for the past couple days. Y'all, we are a sports program, but we both also have ties in the Carolina area, so y'all continue to pray, continue to send all any items, any money that you can dare to donate, dare to give to the people that have suffered tragic losses by Hurricane Florence over the past week. Y'all, it is, you know, hurricanes are very, very devastating things. We have both been through multiple at this point in time. So just keep those guys in your thoughts and your prayers and all that good stuff. So far, one of the bigger donations that has come out, Michael Jordan is donating, if I can get the words right, $2 million to the Hurricane Florence Fund. So good for him. Can't believe the money didn't go to gambling, but that's not the point, really.
If you're unaware of any context of this, Michael Jordan grew up near Wilmington, North Carolina, and actually went to Laney High School. So it was his hometown that was affected, and as someone that lived in Wilmington for a long time, I'm very proud to see that MJ's already given back and leading some of the rebuilding efforts, or at least the fundraising for it.
And guys, I know I make a lot of jokes on this. That was a very, very much a joke. It is a very honorable and lovely thing that he is doing for the Wilmington area. So on that note, once again, guys, keep them in your thoughts and your prayers. We are going to continue and hopefully bring a little bit of humor and a little bit of sarcasm and a little bit of, you know, a little bit of knowledge over your friends for this. So, are you ready for this?
Knowledge might be a stretch.
Very much.
Yes. Let's make the picks.
Let's make the picks. There will be a whole lot of pausing in this. I guarantee that. She cannot get this right. All right. Well, we're going to start off with the NCAA picks. Morgan, would you like to kick or receive?
Kick.
Okay. Right. I guess I'm ready.
Your first game.
In college.
In college. Florida Atlantic versus UCF. UCF minus 14.
Minus 14, we have the Fighting Lane Kiffins versus the self-proclaimed national champions from last year.
Minus Scott Frost.
Minus Scott Frost, who's 0-2 right now at the University of Nebraska. So he's got to figure out a way to step it up there because they didn't hire him to go 0-10 his first season. But UCF, FAU. FAU had a stinker their first game. Then came back out, won their second game, I believe. I don't know the score line. Who really cares? I haven't heard much from UCF, but they're ranked, what, 17th in the nation? Something like that? They've got a ranking. I looked at them earlier. But 14 points is a lot. I think Lane Kiffin finds a way to get his guys up for the big games unless they have a big OU on the side of their helmet. So let's go FAU and take the points on that guy.
Alrighty.
All right. Ooh, buddy, sorry. Had to clear my throat there for a second. Got a little stuck. Your first game. We have the Minnesota Golden Gophers versus the Maryland Terrapins. Who do you want, and how did you cheat to get already look at my board to see this game?
Morgan did not cheat. Thomas
Lies.
Had his board entirely visible, and I, son of a gun, said that word. Go ahead and put it on the counter.
Numero uno, baby.
Openly told you that I had seen the phrase Minnesota.
Okay, we're going to have to get a clarity on this. We're going to have to figure out if I'd is okay, because I really don't believe so. I'm going to mark it here in the maybe column, because I knew we would have an I'm or something like that in this, but I'm going to mark that one in the maybe column.
This is incredibly challenging. And before Thomas encourages this lady too far off the track, let's go with the Terrapins.
We're going to go with the Maryland Terrapins, who did beat Texas, who did beat USC by quite a margin last week. I believe it was 20-some-odd points. So I have this giant whiteboard. And my problem is that to actually do this little challenge we have right now, I actually have to hold the board. So I had it turned. She's been kind enough to not look at the board. And she's got her eyes closed. She's got some fingers pointing at me. I really don't understand.
She's telling me that I'm mean. There is no aggressive gesturing going on, folks. Do not let Thomas mislead you. I was simply covering my eyes.
And that was another
wiping
eye.
Them in frustration. Fine, I will take it, and I will not enjoy the Twinkie. Oh, man!
Right now, you have two bites, and you have not opened one yet, so...
I didn't know. Okay, here we go.
She's opening the Twinkie.
You ready for
next
game?
Yeah, go ahead while you open the Twinkie, because I would like to...
Kent State versus Ole Miss. You ready for this one?
30-something?
28.5.
Okay, so Ole Miss got rocked last week. Got absolutely rocked. That's one bite. Ole Miss got absolutely torched by them boys in Alabama. But they do have a much better team than Kent State. She is disapproving of this so bad. Now you have to hold that piece in your mouth until the next one.
Absolutely not.
So, Kent State, the former college of Dolph Ziggler, actually, if anybody knows who that is, any of my WWE fans out there, yes, I did just play the nerd card, really don't care. In saying that, though, Ole Miss is going to be mad. They're going to be really mad. 28.5 is a lot of points, but we're going to take Ole Miss minus the 28.5 because I am just absolutely insane. Would you like your second game?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have the University of North Carolina in Charlotte versus the University of Massachusetts. Who do you have and why?
UMass versus UNCC. We'll go for the home state. North Carolina can use any positives they can get right now, so.
All right.
Let's go 49ers.
So it's Charlotte over UMass in game number two. Game number three, since we've been laughing so much, we gotta get moving on through this.
All right, Louisville versus Virginia.
Okay. I thought you were going to, you know, ruin my day earlier by picking South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Fortunately, you didn't.
Feeling a little generous here.
Really? 28 and a half is generous?
Yeah. Virginia minus 5.5. Who you got and why?
Virginia minus 5.5. Louisville. You know, I really don't think Louisville's that bad. And I know they're out Lamar Jackson. I know they're... This is tough, you know. I have to do all of this. What are you doing? Give me back my board. Okay, that's fine. Louisville is a tougher team than a lot of people imagine. I don't see Virginia as the powerhouse by any stretch in the Atlantic Division, I believe they're in. You know what? Give me Louisville in the 5.5. I think they'll keep it within a field goal game, if not win it outright.
Okay.
All right. Would you like your third game?
Yes, please.
Okay. Your third game, huge, huge rivalry game.
Okay.
We're going to go to Knoxville for this one.
Okay.
We're going to go Florida versus Tennessee. Who do you have and why?
That is a lot of orange, is my first immediate thought.
Didn't that make me want to throw up a little bit?
Yeah, also the fact that I said my, so since I'm turning myself in, I don't think you should count the I there, but...
I wasn't even going to count that one.
Oh,
I heard okay. My, not I.
Okay, I thought that counted. Anyhowzer, a lot of orange.
What did you just say? Pause, what did you just say?
Anyhowzer.
Oh my gosh, who am I with? The Beverly Flippin' Hillbillies over here? Okay, here we go.
We're going to go chomp, chomp, chomp. Pick the Gators.
All right, going with the Florida Gators for that game right there. So, now that we are done with college, I think she's really enjoying this Twinkie, whether she wants to believe it or not. I don't think she actually doesn't enjoy it.
Do you see my face right now?
It looks like your normal face.
All right, let's go on to this.
Well, do you want to kick or receive?
Obviously receive.
Okay, because she's got a mouthful of chocolate Twinkie. Do you mind if I try that real quick?
Please.
Are you going to be morbidly offended?
Because
I've got, you know, eight more over there in a box. I figured I might as well make them seem good.
Please help Morgan out by consuming some of the Twinkie.
Okay.
All right, first game.
I would like you to decide on the winner between the... Denver Broncos and Baltimore Ravens.
Are they in Baltimore?
Ah, so delicious. What are you talking about? That's so good. Yes, they are in Baltimore.
I don't like Twinkies.
Oh, so good. It's the only thing that could have survived a nuclear holocaust except for cockroaches.
And that's what terrifies me the most about them. We're going to go with the Broncos.
I'm going with Denver in the upset. I respect it and I like it.
All right, you ready for your first game?
Yep, because this is a freebie for me.
How do you know it's a freebie?
Because if Denver beats Baltimore, people are going to have a panic attack over the Ravens.
Giants versus Texans.
Oh, God, okay.
Texans minus 6.
Minus 6.
Yeah.
You're full of it.
Nope.
Giants. I don't think they'll win the game, but it will be a 3-point game because... Deshaun Watson has looked horrendous over his past two games. Then again, Eli hadn't looked like a Manning in any way, shape, or form either. So, two average quarterbacks right now, two very explosive receivers, and one decent defense. That'd be Houston. But Clowney, I don't believe, is playing in this game. So, that is a huge loss for them. Not good, not good. Now, you want game two?
Yes, please.
You think I'm looking at your paper? Come on now. We have the Dallas Cowboys versus the Seattle Seahawks. Who do you have and why?
Ooh, well.
Yeah, the who cares game of the week.
Basically. Well, Seattle lost to the Bears.
Duh, Bears, Duh, Bears, Duh, Bears, Duh, Bears, Duh, Bears.
I'm sensing a running theme every week with the Bears, somehow making it end. Shout out to any Bears fans. I hope you tune in just to hear us say that every single week.
I think we need to do some like NBA talk too, so we can talk about doubles, 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 doubles.
We're so sorry that this has taken a turn today.
We are also recording this at 10 o'clock at night, so this is why this sounds so very interesting.
Cowboys.
Pulling off the win, sorry.
All right, let's see if we can get back on track here. Green Bay.
No.
Focus.
Jeez.
Twirl. Green Bay versus Washington.
Green Bay minus what?
3.
Green Bay is favored by 6. Sorry, I'm just looking at the top like 2 right here. So that's just that's fine. I just like to look at the paper. I'm a visual learner. Green Bay minus 3 made a pretty miraculous comeback in their first game against the Bears. But did not manage to win last week. Washington has been struggling hard. Alex Smith has not been well there. Then again, they don't really have a receiving core. Samaje Perine went down early, tore his ACL, out for the year. I like Green Bay minus the 3. Tough to pick against A-Rod. You know, the good one, the non-steroid using one.
Too soon.
No, it's been 3 years. He's got a new job. He's on Fox, taking all of ESPN's talent.
Next game.
All right. We have your favorite team, the New England Patriots, versus the Detroit Lions. Who you want?
You did this on purpose.
Hey, you want?
You did this on purpose.
In the Sunday night game.
No, but it's not at New England, right?
No, it's in Detroit.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. Because choosing New England is, like, physically painful for me.
I could see that. Says the girl wearing a red, white, and blue sweatshirt right now. No gray, though.
Honestly, if I had a coin right now, I would flip it to see if this human being was forced to.
There's number 4 on the eye thing, and she's got to take another bite of Twinkie, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. To be more self-punishing, the Pats.
Going with New England. Oh, see, she only needs to say I one more time, and she's finished an entire Twinkie. Y'all, we got to do this. We got to make this happen. It's going to be great. And
all right.
Do you want to know something interesting about your picks real quick?
Sure.
You picked 5 road teams. the only home team she picked was the first game, Maryland. She picked 5 road teams, which, I mean, respect, but all right.
You know, sometimes you go for broke.
You do.
Speaking of going for broke, L.A.
I'm broke.
This week.
I'm broke.
You've got the Chargers versus the Rams. It's kind of the battle for the city.
Let me guess. Rams minus 6.5?
Minus 7.
Dang it. I wanted 6.5 so bad I couldn't stand it.
You would have felt better about
it. I would have felt a lot better. The Rams absolutely mutilated Arizona last week. San Diego had an offensive outburst. The only reason I know that is because I played Melvin Gordon. I'm in 3 fantasy leagues, everybody. I played Melvin Gordon in all 3 leagues.
Girlfriends, you would agree that's 3 too many.
Guess what my record was in fantasy this week?
0-3?
3-0.
Ooh.
Get over yourself. One person stacked Philip Rivers with him. Bum.
Ooh.
Still lost to me. How's it feel, David? You know who you are. Anyway, 7, oh, that's such a bad number. That's such a horrendous number. I'm still going with the Rams. I love the Rams. I love how good they're playing right now. I love how good their team is. I love Sean McVay. He is a hunka.
Earning and love?
Oh, Man Crush Monday every Monday. All right, you ready for the Monday night game?
Yeah.
Do you have it written down?
Halfway.
No, you took it off my board, you cheater.
I'm using context clues. I would like points for that.
I'm also counting the I'm.
No!
Oh, you said it twice, actually.
No!
I'm and I in the same two sentences. You almost did it again. Just a sad sentence. I'll make you a deal. You only have to finish that Twinkie on this one. Whole thing.
What?
Whole thing.
That's like three bites there.
If you saw the size of this Twinkie and you thought this was three bites, you are a two-year-old. Not a chance. That is barely two, and I'm giving you a pass on the fact that it's two.
All right. Do I get to pick? Oh!
We're at seven. Open the next one. Yeah. Huh? Okay. Y'all, we've gone a little bit longer than I was expecting. Two words on this game. Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay. The pick does not count in the two words.
Hate Twinkies. Go pet.
That was an extra word, but we'll take it in stride. All right, she takes Pittsburgh. I might have actually considered taking Tampa Bay either way, strictly because old Fitzy, if you saw his outfit at the presser the other day, I mean, man looked like a sexual god. I mean, he had the shirt unbuttoned. He had the bit of chest hair hanging out. He had about 10 gold chains hanging off of him. He looked like he was about to go down to one of those Miami clubs and be VIP of VIP. Man, he looks good with that giant beard on, too.
Outfit Cam Newton approved. That was actually a thing.
Okay, well, you know what else was approved was that Atlanta defender knocking his block off and getting ejected.
Too soon.
No, that's really not too soon. So, now we are on to what every single woman being forced to listen to this in the car with their man is looking for. I have been told to pause.
You failed to mention this week's challenge.
I did fail to mention this week's challenge. That is very good of you. Okay, so as you know, we like to try to change them up. We like to do a social media challenge on one or a goofy little challenge like this on one. And then we like to do a food challenge. You know, we like to change those up around. So this time, I have chosen the tin can challenge. Did you look up what the tin can challenge was?
Someone asked Morgan not to, so Morgan honored that wish and has no idea what was agreed upon.
Well, I appreciate it. So, I put some numbers in a hat.
Okay.
And whoever loses chooses one of those numbers.
Okay.
Now, you have six tin cans sitting in front of you. Whatever number you choose, you gotta eat whatever's in that tin can.
This is a lot like the baby food challenge.
Yep. Somewhat, except you don't know if you might get baked beans. You might get a little bit of dog food. You never know what you gonna get in them cans. So, be looking for that on YouTube's coming up soon and on the website. I am going to still eat the raw onion. We are just in the middle of about to be going to a wedding here in the next 3 days. So we will get that video filmed and up next week. I apologize for the delay on that. But now, since I tried to jump the gun a couple minutes ago, since we had a little bit to talk about early, we are moving on to the reason that every man loves their girlfriend or wife. The reason that all Twinkies in the world taste delicious. The reason that Gatorade is so thirst-quenching. We have Morgan's moment.
Thank you for that intro.
I thought it was good.
Clarification question for myself and the audience. Is the third person rule still in effect?
Absolutely.
Huh, this is going to be a really short one, ladies and gentlemen. Hug your kids. Hug your husbands. Hug your wives. Give everybody that love you got in your heart. And make sure you're prepared. Thanks, y'all.
Really? I give you this wonderful platform to perform on, and you give people that.
It was worth a shot.
Ladies, I apologize for that moment right there. We will have a better one next week when she doesn't have to worry about saying the term I. But we have finally gotten down to the counter. She said it 7, maybe 8 times, to be fair. I think I might have missed one or two there. But based on this, I will be going on the Red Cross's website, and I will be donating personally $80 to the Hurricane Relief Fund. So everybody, be good, be kind, pray for everybody, love all y'all, have a good night.